Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We are 8 lines from the top. The words Amar Le Rabbi Yirmiyahu Le Rabbi Zera. So the Gemara is questioning Rav Asi, that told us that we learned before about the one third is going to be the shear that's kavua. The one when it grows one third, that's what's going to be kavua for when it's, when what year it was considered planted in. So the Gemara says now, could the Rabbanim really know that they could tell the difference between that which reached a third of its growth and that which is less than a third of its growth? How do they know it so well? They're able to ascertain that the things were not going to be mature in time for Sukkot unless it reached a third of maturity before Rosh Hashanah. That was the drushes that we had before and the end of it was top of the summit, but the end of yesterday's daf that we discussed it. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, so Rabbi Zera says, what's the problem? Lava minalach. Didn't I tell you not to take yourself outside of the framework of halacha? Meaning, don't ask questions, as she says. Don't ask questions on the measurements of Chazal. Chazal gave you a measurement, and that's the halacha. Isn't that the same thing with all measurements Chazal give us? When they give us a measurement, it means it in exact times. And if we don't assume that they meant the exact measure, then you're going to lead Chazal Shalom to start making up all these kulas, and then you could lead to end of Chazal Shalom being machir of the whole Torah. So then Gemara gives examples of this. Barbarim, Sahu Toyevel, you know, we can know, you need a mikvah that's 40 sas. That's a 40 sa. That's the minimum amount of water, which Chazal told us that a person can be able to be told to fully entovel himself in. So Gemara says, "Barbaim sa chayser kotav ein yachal ilpahen." Is it not possible that a 40 sa less than a kortav is a kortav ends up coming to like one less than one less than 1,000, even more than meaning one like 1,500th of a kortav? So meaning like 39.9999 saws is not going to be enough. Kibetza metametumas and then halacha says yes, it's not enough. And the same thing, kibetza metametumas holchem. Similarly, when it comes to the amount of food that it's going to pass over tuma, that's the shiloh over here in Big Machlokas Rishonim. Big Machlokas Rishonim, I think it's between Rashi and the Rambam, and others obviously on both sides. But what does it mean that it's metame olchem? Does it mean that in order to be kamel tuma also it's a shear of a beitza, or does it only mean to transmit tuma to something else that's a shear of a beitza? But when it comes to mikamel tuma, any amount could be mikamel tuma. Everyone agrees that the halacha is, in terms of transmitting tumah, you need a beitza. The shaila is, even to makabel tumah, according to many Rishonim, it means only a makabel if it's the amount of an egg. But either way, kibetza chashish shum shum ena matamah tumah zochem, if you have an egg, only missing a size of a little sesame seed, that's not going to be matamah. So the Gemara clearly is something over here. Again, the shear is very exact, and that's the halacha, meaning in Chanami, that's true. And when it comes to the measurements are exact of Chazal. Just one more example is that 3x3 tefachim, that is the minimum shear of what is a beged. They're going to be 3x3 tefachim is going to contract midrash tuma, and that's the minimum shear of a beged. So you're going to tell me shloshal chaser neima achas inimatam midrash, yet a cloth that is the size of 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, less than one little tiny thread, is also not going to contract midrash tuma. So tumas midrash, it just is a tuma, again, is somewhat of zava anida. When they rest on it, or they sit on it, they lay on it, they're going to make something tame, and it needs to be a minimum shear of a beged to be something that's subject to this halacha. So it needs to be a minimum shear, because Chazal tells us it's 3x3 tefachim, and therefore that's considered fit for sitting on. Anything less than that is not. And if it's exactly mamish, a thread less than that, it's not going to be matame, and the Gemara says, yeah, that's the halacha. So therefore, the Gemara says, hadar amar biyameh. So the Gemara said, you're right, I retracted my original question. Rather, lav mil sahid amre. Rather, what I said before is nothing. You just, that's true, and he ends up saying that my question is also incorrect. The friends of Rav Kahana, meaning his Talmid Chachamim, were with him. They asked him the question, regarding the Omer. We know the Omer is the Korban Mincha that was brought on the second day of Pesach, which would enable the Jews who lived in Eretz Yisrael to be able to eat all the grain from that any day prior to that. So the Gemara says, any Omer that was brought in the days of Yoshua, when they first came to Eretz Yisrael, Mehechani Krivuo. Where did they have barley? Where did they have this barley to bring this korban? Im Tamar Da'aben Achri, you're going to tell me that it grew in the hands of a non-Jew. So the Gemara says, that can't be, because the Pasuk says, Kitzirchem Amar Achmana, that it says specifically your harvest, which is below Kitzir Nachri, not the harvest of a non-Jew. So that's telling us that it must belong to a Jew when it was going to be ready to be harvested. Meaning Rashi says, it has to reach one third of its maturity at a point which is going to be something that's called food, and it needs to be from a Yid and not from a non-Jew. So the Gemara now points out, but wait a second. The Gemara just says, my de'akrivu. How do we even know that they brought the korban omer at all? Dimalo akrivu. Perhaps they didn't bring the korban omer. They had no acceptable barley, as we're just pointing out. Maybe they didn't bring the korban that year. So Gemara says, no, losagadaitach, because the psukim seem to indicate clearly that they did bring the korban. It shouldn't enter your mind that they didn't bring it, because the pasuk says in Yehoshua, the pasuk says, Bayochlu ma'avur ha'aretz mimacharas ha'pesach. It says that they ate from the produce of the land the day after Pesach. The Gemara points out, Mimacharas HaPesach Achol. That means that on the day after the first day of Pesach, they ate the produce of the land. Mi'ikara lo achol, but before that, they did not eat any of the produce. De'akribi omer v'hadar achle, so must be, so again, it implies that they ate the produce only the day after Machas HaPesach. That because they brought the Korban Omer, which enables you to eat the new crops, the new grains. So clearly they had to bring the Korban Omer, and that's clearly how that's how we know that there had to be Makrivit. So the Gemara now points out, now this goes back to Rav Kahana's question, the Gemara asked, they asked Rav Kahana, Mehecha Nikrivu, where did they have this barley to bring the Korban? So the Gemara says, Amar Lahen, he said to them, Kol Shelo Aviyah Shlish Biyad Nakri. They would use whatever did not grow to one third of maturity while it was in possession of a non-Jew. Meaning that when the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael, they took note of the barley growing, and then they realized if it hadn't reached the third yet, then when it came to be offered, they were under the, while it was in Jewish hands, they took over those properties, they took over those fields, took over those lands, and it grew a third under the property of the Yidden, and therefore it would be subject to halachas of bringing the Korban Omer. So the Gemara says, but maybe they came, or maybe it did grow one third and they didn't know. They couldn't ascertain that. So how do they know there's exactly one third? So the Gemara rather says, Ela Kimlu, rather we see the Chachamim of that generation were therefore experts and were able to determine when it was a third and not. And so to here with our halachas, Hachana Mikimlu here too, we can assume that the Chachamim could determine which produce is one third ripe by Rosh Hashanah and therefore, and is always going to be ripe by Sukkot, as we had from the previous Drasha about the comparison from Chag Asif from Sukkot. So the Gemara asks the question, but maybe they offered the Korban Omer from that which hadn't ripened at all, which when it came into Eretz Yisrael, and that's something that anyone could recognize. The Gemara says, to Ayal Raviyah, but where it ripened, meaning let's say it was less, let's say it was a fifth or a fourth or whatever it is, close to a third, which is not exactly a third. Perhaps they could not have determined the difference between something which is the difference between a third or something that's less than a third, a fourth, fifth, sixth. So Gemara says, no, that also you can't explain because the Pasuk says, the nation came up to the Yarden on the 10th of the first month, meaning the 10th of Nisan. And the Isaac Adaitach, the low al klag, and tell me that the produce hadn't ripened at all when they crossed the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael, and that means they came in the tent and hadn't ripened at all. So then that means that all in 5 days, b'chamisha yomei kamalin, in 5 days it became fully ripe. How could that possibly? That's not possible in Metzias. The kernels of barley for the Omer, that can't be that they grew so much in just 5 days. So the Gemara says, well, is your chiddush so much better though? The Gemara says, Elamai, you're going to tell me what? The ayil ravi odinaka, or danka rather, you're going to tell me that it was a quarter, or a danka is a sixth. When the Jews entered and then it became a third, you're going to tell me that in just 5 days, to come ripen from a fourth to a third, it only took 5 days? So rather, Gemara says, Ela mai yislach lameimar. So how are you going to assume that it ripened from a fourth so quickly to the shear of a third only within 5 days? Because the Pasuk says, Eretz Tzvi Ksivba, the Pasuk references the Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Tzvi. So therefore we learn that Eretz Tzvi is something that is why Eretz Yisrael is specifically the land of the deer, and it's something that the Pasuk in Daniel tells us. The simple meaning Eretz Tzvi just means it's coveted, people love it. However, with the Gemara Ksubas turns out that it means that fruit ripens quicker in Eretz Yisrael than it does in other lands. The Gemara there in Ksubas actually is very interesting. Gemara's over there at the end of Ksubas. The Gemara tells us all the special milas of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara over there, I think also, that's the Gimel Shvuas, the other famous Gemara over there, the three Shvuas Klal Yisrael took not to take Eretz Yisrael back by force. And the other Gemara also about living, those who live in Eretz, in Chutzlaritz is Kimisha in Lalakai, I believe comes up there as well. Whatever, a lot of nice Gemara's about Eretz Yisrael there. So there also, the Gemara says that the produce of Eretz Yisrael grows quicker. That's the lashon of Eretz Tzvi. That's Rav Shechter Sefer. Eretz Tzvi is his first Sefer because his name is Rav Tzvi Shechter. So he quotes it after that. So Hachanami Eretz Tzvi Ksiv Ba. Also, I think it's based on the Eretz Tzvi. It's actually from the Pasuk in Shir Shirim. I think it's a Pasuk of Eretz Tzvi as well. Either way, Rav Shechter is quoting the Sefer based on his name, and we see that it's talking about the land of the deers, that the grain was able to come even though it was coming from a, just like you argued, is coming in back to the Gemara. The Gemara is pointing out that just like it comes from a fourth to a third, so too it's able to come even from nothing. It's able to come from full blown not being grown yet into full blown maturity in only 5 days. So therefore, it's possible if the barley they owed was not ripe at all, and when they entered itself, there's no raya that the Chachamim have the ability to distinguish between a third and a fourth. That's what comes out of the Gemara that points this out. Okay, very good. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Maski Flora Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina had a question on Ravashi's drasha. Umi matis amart dehai asip ktsir. But going back to the drasha, the pasuk says, V'chag hakatsir bikuri ma'asecha asher tizra besadeh, V'chag asif b'teisa shena b'asuchas ma'asei decha. The pasuk was telling you, the festival of gathering, literally when the year is closing, when you're gathering work from the field. We saw that Rav Asi learned the word of when it's coming out to gather, that means that you're harvesting. Who says that lashon of asif, that says lashon of asif, v'chag asif is reference to gather, is harvesting. The pasuk also says regards to sukkahs, the festival of sukkahs you should make for 7 days when you're gathering from the threshing floor and from your wine vat. This pasuk is in Devarim. And Amar Mar, we learn from here, b'psolas gorn v'yekev akasum medaber. The pasuk is telling you of using literally the waste of the threshing floor and the wine vat. And from this lashon, it comes out that the sukkah itself is made from the stuff of the harvest. So that being the case, it's possible that the phrase when the lashon of the lashon of Asif, when it says the lashon of Asif in our pasuk, the lashon of gathering, is simply another name for sukkahs with no justification for telling you that has to do with harvesting. So that's the kasha over here. That's what we're asking over here. The kasha on Rav Asi. So the Gemara now asks, the Gemara answers, the Gemara points out, Amar Reb Zera. Reb Zera wanted to taina that. First, just to point out one more thing, but Rav Asi is that he was understanding that gathering had to mean understand of harvesting, and that seems to be that only when you're justified, only can justify that when you're assuming that the asif has to be redundant. But if we refer to the chag of sukkahs as the chag asif, the festival of gathering, and that's the name of sukkahs itself, then you can't tell me the chag asif is a reference to something that should have just said sukkahs, because that is a name for sukkahs. That's what I should point out. Therefore, it's not extra to use it as a drashta for harvesting. That's the full question on Rav Asi. Now going to answer, Gemara now points out, Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera said, "Hai milsa havi biyada." This answer, we knew the answer once. We thought we had a pasuk that told us that this is based on the third of its growth. And Ve'asar Rabbi Chanina and Shadav Ben Arga, we thought we had a gishmak, a pasuk to tell you the chilik between one third and not a third, meaning the just we had a chag asif of harvesting from Sukkot about after, right, the year after the Shemitah, and that whole drasha. And Rabbi Chanina came in and threw an axe in it. I think in English we use a phrase that people like, he threw a wrench in it, meaning, right, he destroyed the whole pshat. So the Gemara Sefer says, Ela Minelan. So how do we know that the third is, there's a chilik between a third and not a third? Kedisana, we can learn it from our Braisa. The Braisa tells us, Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef says, Vasisa es atvua l'sholosh hashanim. So you're going to, Akash Baruch Hu said, V'tivisi es brachasi, right? You're going to have the brachas, and then the years, the crop is going to come for 3 full years. You're going to have the bracha of the 3 full years. Now turning on to the next time. Now, Al Tikri l'sholosh, don't read it as l'sholosh, meaning for 3 years, Ela l'shlish. Read it rather as telling you that it's running like shlish, which is a third of your crop. That, and we're telling you, the pasuk is telling you that produce is considered finished when it comes to a third, right? And therefore, that's determining which year's crop is going to be assigned to that. And that's what we're learning, and that's what Tosfos actually point out. We're also learning from the word ve'asis, or rather vasos, is to make, and mean it to mean it will be made. The crop is going to be fully made when it's a third. We see that a third is what it determines the shear for when is something made, and therefore it should determine the shear halachas for maestros as well. The Magmar asks, wait a second though, you can't use this as an extra drasha, rather you need this pasuk for the literal meaning. You need it for the fact that the pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be v'tzivisis b'chasi for the 3 years. That what are you going to eat in the 7th year? And the pasuk is telling you, I'm going to tell you that you're going to be so plentiful in the year 6 and year 8 that don't worry, you're going to have 3 years worth of food. Magmar answers, k'siv k'ra achrina. Another pasuk is written for that purpose, as the pasuk says, "Uzrasem es hashana hashminis v'achaltem in atvua yashan ad hashana hatishis." The pasuk tells you in Vayikra. The pasuk already tells you that you're gonna plant in the 8th year, and then what's gonna happen? You're gonna eat from the old crop in the 9th year. We see over there the pasuk is telling us that the crops of the 6th year is gonna last for 3 years until the 9th year. For there's no need for the Torah to mention further that you're gonna have the bracha for 3 years. So therefore, that is an extra riboy, and you can't be dorsh of al tikri l'shalosh ela li shlish. That rather, it's going when it grows a third. That's considered when the crop is fully grown, and that could be the halachas for maestros. Now the Gemara continues, Tznan Hasam. We learn in the Mishnah Shviyas, Ha'oraz Adochen Va'Pegarin Va'Shumshamin. Rice, millet, poppies, and the sesames, Sheshrishu Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. They took roots before Rosh Hashanah, Mis Asrin L'Sha'avar. So then you take off the maestros to the year past. We're defining that Rosh Hashanah. Let's say, for example, Rashi gives, if the Rosh Hashanah was the end of the 2nd year of the Shemitah cycle, and that would be that they're going to be subject to Maaser Sheni, even though the 3rd year is going to be Maaser Ani, because those are considered when they took root before the 7th year, the 3rd year rather, in the example we brought, that would be viewed as it was in the 2nd year, and those years they would be viewed as Maaser Sheni. Mutar and Bishvias, and also similarly, if it goes into the seventh year, they took root before Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, they will not be considered Kedusha Shvias, they will not be Shvias. That's all, again, very halach lamaitzah for the Eretz Yisrael. These things would be in the category. V'im lav, if they did not take root after Rosh Hashanah, Asur and Bishvias, they're going to be Asur in the year of Shvias. Umis Asur in the Shana Abba, and they're going to be taken off to the coming year, and that would be an example I gave before. Basically, we're basically establishing that the critical thing for determining these items is when they take root. That is the ikar over here. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Rabba Kasha, Amar Rabbanan Ilan Basar Chanata. But the Rabbanan said, when it comes to fruit trees, when do we assume that the fruit trees is when they start to emerge, which Agav is a Shaila, when exactly the Batar Chanata is. The word chanata is literally when the flower is falling off, the fruit is beginning to emerge. Others understand that it might be a little bit different. The Rambam sees that different. The Shaila exactly. It's very important to know. When is exactly the emergence of the fruit? So again, I think we're machmir for both shitas, but etzem, well, we assume batar chanata. We literally just define it right now as when the fruits emerge. Tvua v'zesim basar shlish. The produce of grapes and wine and olives, those are going to follow when things grow a third of their full size. That if the grapes and olive reach this stage before the 15th of Shvat, they're going to be considered part of the previous year's crops. If they reach after the 15th of Shvat, they're going to be started as new crops. Similarly, if the grain reaches this stage before Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be for the halachas of Maestros, it's going to be the previous year. If it reaches stage after Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be considered the new year for the halacha of taking off Maeser. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, and now the Gemara continues. And Yerek is Basar Lakita. Vegetable also is going to be when it is picked. We pointed out in Eretz Yisrael already now, that's why vegetables are already subject to the lachas of Shemitah. So unless you're doing oats are based in, which you do have, like bananas already, oats are based in bananas, and cucumbers, live oats are based in things already for those who rely on oats are based in. And if not, the Heter Mechira ones will also, those will be considered Heter Mechira already because you need to do the Mechira on the land to the goy before this Rosh Hashanah because those things are already considered. The moment you collect, you pick them, and the moment you pick them, it's going to be the lacha that they're subject to lachas of Shemitah. Another machlok is about this though, that some understand whether vegetables is when they're actually picked or when they were ready to be picked. That is a big machlokas, how to understand Yerek, how to understand vegetables. But either way, when it comes to most vegetables now, we pick them and therefore they're subject to lachas of Shemitah. So the Gemara says, Hadar Amar Rabba. Rabba then said, Mitoch Shasuyin Prachin Prachin. Since these things, again, so the Gemara now points out, wait, so I skipped the line, the Gemara says now, Hane Kaman Shiv Rabbanan. So which halacha did the Rabbanan equate these halachas, these things that we just mentioned before, these what's called kitnios, these things that they don't seem to follow the halachas of, when they take root is not matching the halachas of Batar Chanata, and when it comes to Yerek also, it's not following the halachas of Batar Lakita. So why are we matching it when they're taking root? Where does this halacha come from? So Gemara answers, Hada Amar Rabba, Rabba then answered, Mitoch Shasun Prachin Prachin, since they crumble a few at a time. So, meaning Rashi points out that they're harvested a few at a time, and rather than all at once, because when you harvest beans, you have to crumble the pods to extract the beans, so therefore, you crumble them a few at a time. Azli Rabbanan Basar Hashrasha. The Rabbanan followed a different halacha than that you're going to follow the halacha of when they take root, and that's the basis of why these are different than other vegetables, which you do them Batar Lakita, because they're harvested a few at a time, as opposed to the other ones, which are, you just gather them together, therefore they're going to have a difference of when the halachas for maestros, and when they consider what year they are, what produce they are, is going to have these different halachas. The Gemara asks Kasha, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye asked the question, Yitzper Gordo Lesocho. Why don't we just assume that these are based on when they're picked, like the other vegetables? And the halacha that you asked about the fact that they're picked only a few at a time as opposed to other vegetables, just say that the farmer should pile the entire context of his threshing into the middle, that's what Rashi Abaye is pointing out, and then you should mix them so well that the new and the old parts of harvest are distributed evenly, and therefore, benimtza torin min achadash shabo ala chadash shabo. And this way, when you take off the meiser, the portion of the new and the old meiser will be the same as the portion of the new, old remainder of the harvest that you had. And therefore, it's going to be before. What's going to happen is that you're going to have separated meiser from the new on the new and the old. I mean, the yashin shabbat, you'll come out the old portion of the old portion, and it wouldn't be a violation of aser taser that shana that it's going to be on this year and the old year because you mix them together. So Gemara says, but wait a second, Milo, and he continues, Milo Tanya, wasn't it taught in the Braisa that this would work? Again, Rabbi is continuing his kasha. Rabbi Yossi ben Kefer Meshim Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Pula Mitzvah Shazara Lazara. If you have an Egyptian bean that was planted for seeds, If some of it took roots before Rosh Hashanah and some of it took roots after Rosh Hashanah, then you are not allowed to separate the truma from Meisr from this one onto the old one. Or vice versa. Why? Lafisha ain't Tormin Meisr, because we do not separate trumas from Meisr. Lo mina chadash al yashan, velo mina yashan al chadash, not from the new crop to the old crop, and nor from the old crop into the new crop. And since they're planted to eat the seeds of the beans, they're treated like kidneys, and they're going to be, when Rashi points out, when they took root. So now the Gemara says, Ketaru Osa, so what taka, what should you do? Since it's difficult to keep the parts of the harvest in separate, so what do you do? Sober Gorna Latoko, he piles the entire contents of the flesh before into the middle, right? After having piled the various portions of his harvest in separate quarters, he gathers them together in the middle and mixes them together. Vinimsa Torah Mena Maisar Mena Chada Shabo Ala Chada Shabo. So what do you do? You separate the new portion for the new portion, Minyashim Shabbat, Aliyashim Shabbat. What do you do? The fact that you put them, the contents of the threshing floor in the middle, and you mix them up, that's going to be valid according to Rav Shimon Shazuri. So Gemara now says, Amar Lei. So he said back to Abaye, Rav Shimon Shazuri Ka'amart. You're speaking of Rav Shimon Shazuri. Rav Shimon Shazuri, allowed this method of mixing together, and assuming that different parts of the harvest and mixing together are going to be the same if you evenly distribute them. However, the Rabbanan would disagree with Shimon Shazuri, and they would hold that that would not help. Therefore, when there's new and old parts of the harvest would be the same portion together, that would be different, and they would hold that this method would not work. And therefore, according to Chamim, it would not be possible to mix these kidneys together, and therefore you'd not be able to gather them together. So therefore, you would have to minimize it, taking a few at a time, in order to make sure you're taking the right crops. So, and that would be the taina that they have back on Rav Shimon Shazuri. So the Gemara says, Amar Biyotzak Bar Nachmin Amar Shmuel Alacha Ker Biyosi Ben Kim for Shomer Mishum Rav Shimon Shazuri. So they didn't say the name of Shmuel, that Rav Shimon, we should follow Rav Shimon Shazuri, that you would be allowed to do this method and it would be valid. So the Gemara says, though, Maski for Rav Zera. Rav Zera has a kasha on this. Did Shmuel really say this? Didn't Shmuel tell us elsewhere that you can't assume that there's anything, there's any concept of blending things together for anything except for wine and oil? So the meaning that Rashi points out that there's no assumption that even when you're mixing together dry mixtures, that would only be with liquids. Only if you mix new and old wine together, then you could take the maestros together because you consume that the same thing. However, when it comes to solids, you can assume that you can mix them. So Lechora, Shmuel told us that you can't mix them, so how could he paskin like Rav Shimon Shazuri? So the Gemara therefore says, Ishmat Hada Amar Shmuel. Rav Zira actually forgot what Shmuel said in a different context. He forgot the following. Hakol Alech Achar Gemara Pri. Everything would depend on the completion of a fruit. And that is that kidneys are designed based on when they're going to reach the full maturity. And therefore, that's what he would hold, that they're going to reach the full maturity. The Gemara says, continuing, what does that mean? Turning on to the next level now. And therefore, it's needed to teach us this point, that the halacha is going to be like Shimon Shazuri, and there's no assumption even when the solids and kidneys are signed based on when they reach full maturity. So that, you need three halachas of Shmuel. So that's what Shmuel told us. Diyash min halacha kerb Shimon Shazuri, because if you just told us halachas of Shimon Shazuri, then I would have thought, hava amina mishum de kasavar yesh bila. I would have thought that this is the case because he holds there's an assumption that you can mix things together. Hakamashman, the kol ain bila. He's telling us that there is no assumption that you're allowed to mix things together except for liquids like wine and oil. Viashminan a kol ain bila. But if you tell us halacha, the second halacha, that you can mix everything only liquids, you can't mix solids. Havayamina kerbanan through that. I would have thought he holds like the rabbanan hold that the beans are not going to be assigned based on when they take root. Rather, the halacha is going to be that they must be that they take root after Rosh Hashanah. Kamashman halacha kerb Shimon Shazuri. Therefore, he's telling us that halacha follows Rosh Shimon Shazuri. Viashminan hane tarti. So now, if you told me those two. Then what's going to happen? I would have thought that there's a contradiction between Shmuel and Shmuel, that as Rabbi Zera thought. If Shmuel holds that the beans cannot be mixed together, how can he tell us, like Shimon Shazuri, that Meisr could be taken from the mixture itself? That was Rabbi Zera's kasha. So therefore, when you tell us that everything depends on the completion of the fruit, and therefore all the beans, including those that took root before Shoshana, are assigned to the new year and can be taken off together, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri ruled, that's for a different reason we're going to pass like that point of Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Then therefore, and it's not a steering in the halachas of Shmuel. And then if you tell us that everything depends on the completion of the fruit, I would have thought that this would apply even for produce and olives. That meaning grain, grapes, all those things. He therefore tells us the halacha follows Rav Shimon Shazuri only in a case which Rav Shimon is on record as having disagreed with the Chamim, meaning only by kidneys. By everything else, kidneys is going to be a different halacha. When it comes to grapes and olives, that is going to be agreed upon that it's going to be when it's one third, whether being the Tu B'Shvat and the same thing for the new year, it's going to be when they reach a third. V'lashminan, Sigmar asks us, V'lashminan hanetartid, tell us the first two halachas, that the halacha follows Reb Shimon Shazuri, and that everything follows the completion of the fruit, l'kol in bilalamali. So why didn't it teach us the exception that the mixture, you're not allowed to mix anything that's a solid, only things that are liquid like wine and oil? Why do you have to teach us a chiddush? From Shmuel's ruling, everything would depend on the completion of the fruit, then it would follow that Shmuel would follow the halacha of Reb Shimon Shazuri, because the entire crop of bean is assigned to the new year. That would lead us to the conclusion that according to Shmuel, a dry mixture cannot be blended evenly. Otherwise, what would be the point of Shmuel's halacha that the crop that's considered mixed because everything depends on the completion of the fruit? Even if it's considered mixed, it could also be considered taken off meiser together. So therefore we see that since this conclusion is not, is expected, why does Shmuel have to tell us this explicitly? That's the kasha. So the Gemara points out, Hakamash Mulan, that what, Dalian Veshem and Yesh Bilai, therefore he's teaching us the Chiddush that there's, that even by blending solids, that when it comes to halacha of blending liquids and wine and oil, that blending for, there's an assumption that even blending that kamash blend the dalion v'shem and yesh bila, that you're allowed to blend liquids such as wine and oil. Maybe I would have even thought you're not allowed to blend liquids such as wine and oil. So that we have to teach you that halacha is that you can. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick. Tanya's Shabbos is daf. Be'ez Hashem will pick up from Sunday's daf. Hopefully on the recording on daf Tesfav.